Skype versus the inline patch and an FM transmitter review, all on today's episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements.
It's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, hello everyone. Welcome to the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. I'm your host, Dave Jackson. Thanks for tuning in. This is where we talk about all things podcasting. You can find our show notes, our show archives, out at schoolpodcasting.net. If you're ready to start your own podcast or take your current podcast to the next level, check out our website full of tutorials and resources at schoolpodcasting.com. On the show today, I'm going to give you a couple quick product reviews. If you'd like to chime in, simply send me an email at schoolpodcasting@gmail.com, or you can call it in 888-563-3228. Yep, we're going to talk about should I buy a box to do phone interviews, like an inline patch, or should I stick with Skype? And what about if I have an iPod and an FM transmitter? Are those things any good? Well, I got one, and it was pretty awful. So I'll be telling you what I got and why I think it's awful right after this. In theory, conducting your meetings over the internet is a great idea. You can save a bundle on business travel and still keep far-flung clients and employees engaged and up to speed. Problem is, well, web conferencing can be expensive and incredibly difficult to set up and use. But we've got great news. GoToMeeting has totally revolutionized web conferencing technology. Brought to you by the makers of GoToMyPC, GoToMeeting makes online meetings easy and affordable. If you've tried another online meeting service before, you'll be amazed at the difference. With GoToMeeting, you can present, demonstrate, and collaborate with anyone in the world, anytime, anywhere. All you need is a PC with an internet connection. Take a free trial of GoToMeeting today and get unlimited meetings for 45 days. You don't even need a credit card. Just visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, Try It Free button, promo code PODCAST. Try GoToMeeting free today. All right, so back in the day, which I believe was a Wednesday, before it was called podcasting, I was just doing a newsletter, an audio newsletter, and people would have to go to my website to listen to it, and I had bought a little one of those little suction cups that you stick on your phone from Radio Shack, cost about 20 bucks, if that, maybe 10, plug that into a cassette deck, or I think in that case I plugged it into my computer, and recorded the phone interviews that way, and it worked, wasn't that great, so I finally said, you know, if I'm going to do this, I want to do it right. So I went out and bought from JK Audio an inline patch, and it gave me more control over volumes and things like that. But the other thing it did is I've never been able to use this without getting a bunch of buzz. Now, I always used it where I plugged in my phone and I was talking on my phone, and it goes out, and then out of the back of this, it has your guest in the left channel and you're in the right channel, or vice versa. And it's a cool tool, but nonetheless, what it doesn't also say is you have a buzz in both channels. Actually, I think it was more in one channel than the other. And I still have it, but I always use Skype almost exclusively for all of my interviews, Skype out. Even if they don't have, you know, Skype, I'll call their phone with my Skype. And so I went to do one, and I used to work briefly with take your pick, telephony, and basically when you're dealing with voiceover IP systems, in some cases if you're dealing with a really old house, their wiring will cause an echo. It had nothing to do with my computer. I checked all my settings, it was fine, but the person I called, they said, man, that echo's driving me nuts. So I busted out my JK inline patch, and I'll give you an example of what this sounds like.
Yeah, Skype sometimes is great, and then other times we have situations like we did this time where you just end up with this echo. And
I've never had a call from a Skype, or never made a call on Skype that wasn't an echo. I hate it.
All right, so there you go. And you can hear a lot of buzz there. And so what do you do? And unfortunately, that's the raw data. I didn't do any editing to that. So just a couple things. This is where you can use things like a noise gate and EQ. So first let me EQ this, and when you go to EQ something like this, what I usually do is I bring all the faders down. I'll go into some sort of graphic equalizer, I personally, right now, I'm going to use Mixcraft. This is one of the reasons why I like Mixcraft. It's got VST plugin capability, and it's got some built-in tools that are handy as well. I'll have a link out of the show notes if you want to download a copy of Mixcraft. It's a pretty handy software, and it's not really that expensive, but I start down with all the faders down and then bring them up, because obviously you don't want it to down, but you know, you try to bring in some warmth and clarity and hopefully somewhat isolate the equalizer band, you know what I mean by that, the little band that moves up and down that best represents that buzz, and take that out. So let me show you what it sounds like after I EQ it.
Yeah, Skype sometimes is great, and then other times we have situations like we did this time where you just end up with this echo. And
I've never had a call from a Skype or never made a call on Skype that wasn't an echo.
And now I take that and throw a noise gate on it, and you end up with something like this.
Yeah, Skype sometimes is great, and then other times we have situations like we did this time where you just end up with this echo. And
I've never had a call from a Skype or never made a call on Skype that wasn't an echo.
Now you'll notice the noise gate didn't almost kick in at all because the buzz is so loud. And this was actually levelated using the levelator, and you'll see where when she's talking at the end, the noise gets much louder because, again, she kept kind of talking in and out of the phone and at times. So the biggest problem, again, is it's very buzzy. Now, I've even tried, it has the ability with an XLR input, so I plugged a microphone, a 57 into it. The idea being if I wanted to play music to the person on the caller, and instead I just said, well, let me use this for the microphone. It's also got an XLR output, but maybe if I'm using that instead of the phone, and using that, I did a test with my brother. He had a really hard time hearing me talking into a microphone, and again, we had just about as much buzz, so I thought, well, maybe it's the phone. But basically, this is called the inline patch from JK Audio, and it lists for $270. I don't remember exactly what I paid for it. It was a while back. I remember it wasn't cheap, and I've been pretty much disappointed with it since the minute I bought it. And that's why I use Skype for everything. Let me give an example of what Skype sounds like when you're doing an interview. And Rudy, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having me at the Musicians Cooler.
Yeah, it's great to have
let's do some cooler talk.
Yeah, that's right. So again, there is a little bit of noise there that also had been levelated, but you'll notice the buzz was gone even though Rudy was on his phone. So the JK Audio, definitely not worth $200+. Stick with Skype. For $15 a month, you can get a Skype out number. Now, this actually applies to the iPod and in some cases other products as well. And if you found one that works, please let me know. But this is what's called an FM transmitter for your iPod. Now, the one I had, I bought one before. It was kind of an off-brand. It was an open box thing. And I plugged it in. And the volume, when you use this, you plug it into the bottom of the iPod, and you basically have no volume control. Your volume on your iPod does nothing. You only have to rely on the volume of your stereo in your car. And I literally almost had to turn it all the way up to get any kind of volume out of this thing. And I thought, well, man, what a bunch of crap, but it worked and I could hear it and it was fine. And actually in this case, I believe it also charged the iPod as I was listening to it, which was great for really long drives, which was the case I was doing in this case. So when I had the opportunity, I got a Griffin FM transmitter, and I'd heard a lot about Griffin products. I'd used the iMic and things like that. And I thought, well, this will be good. You know, they seem to have decent products, and it's the same exact thing. I don't know why and how they're doing this, but when you plug this in, it's really easy to use. You have a little display, and you pick a frequency to transmit at. You set your car stereo radio to that frequency. It picks up the information that you're transmitting. But again, the volume level is so low, you really have to crank up your stereo. So what I've done is, again, being kind of a podcast freak, is when my stereo went out, I replaced it with one that had an auxiliary input. So I actually take a male-to-male 1/8-inch jack that goes into my iPod or any portable recorder and goes into the input of my stereo, and the volume is great. So if anybody's using an FM transmitter that doesn't have to jack up their, you know, car receiver so much, Let me know what that is, because I know the Griffin one I had, and I apologize. The one I had before, I threw away because I thought the Griffin one was going to replace it. And again, the Griffin one does have the nice feature of it charges your iPod as you're driving, but unless your car is really, really quiet, which in my case it's not, you're going to need the extra volume. So that's yet another unfortunate, and I think that goes for about $40. They're not cheap, but I just wanted to let you guys know, I know some of you are using that as we all look for an easy way to get our podcast content into the mainstream systems that we use to listen, like our car stereos and things like that. And I just realized earlier I said Skype was $15 a month. It's $15 a year for Skype Out, so my apologies for that if anybody's freaking out. All right, last thing I wanted to point out was I passed my pop quiz. I always call these pop quizzes, and that is, are you ready to fire when you have the opportunity? For those of you that are new to the podcast, I'm going back to college. I'm getting my second degree. For those of you that have been with the podcast, I apologize for yet another rerun on that. But I'm at my school, and I do a podcast for musicians. In fact, that second interview you heard via Skype was Rudy Sarzo of Quiet Riot, Whitesnake, Ozzy Osbourne, and now Ronnie James Dio. Check that out, musicianscore.com, if you're a hard rock fan. And so I made a sample CD that has different snippets, kind of like almost like a best of the Musicians Corps. And of course, it has the website URL on the CD. When you listen to the CD, it tells you where to go to get more of it. And so I have about 5 of these in my coat pocket. And I was walking along, and lo and behold, here comes another student with a guitar on his back. And I said, "Hey, how's it going?" I said, "Are you in a band?" And he said, "Yes, I am." I said, "Really? What's the name of it?" And I forget what it was. I said, "Great." Reached in my pocket. I said, "Here, I do an internet radio show for musicians. It gives them free advice, blah, 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 blah." The guy was very cool. We kind of networked a little bit. We formed that relationship. And again, if you think about podcasting, it's about forming a relationship with your listeners. And off he went. So I'm assuming I've got a new listener the next time I put out a podcast for the Musicians Corps. So my question is, do you have an idea what your listeners look like? It's hard for this one, for the school of podcasting, because there is no stereotypical podcast. You know what I mean? Musicians are easy. They've got logos of their favorite guitars and their drummers and things like that. But if there's a certain look that your target listener would wear, do you know what they look like? And so, and if you do have an audience that's easily identifiable, do you have business cards and sample CDs ready to go, or postcards or some sort of thing to point them at your website? Because that way, when you see one, you can pass the pop quiz and get them going to your website. Well, hey, that's going to do it for this edition of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. If you are a subscriber to the site, this Tuesday, which would be the 20th, we are having yet another podcaster roundtable at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hope to hear from everyone then. If you're not a subscriber, check it out, schoolpodcasting.com. Hours of tutorials, hundreds of resources. I apologize. I hate to tease everybody that's not a member, but check it out. And as always, you can contact me, schoolpodcasting@gmail.com or 888-563-3222. And until we meet again, let me know if you find a good transmitter. And everybody, class dismissed. Take care.